Join the Wall Street Journal May 8th through the 10th in New York City for our first ever Future of Everything Festival. This three-day event will bring together innovators and experts with ambitious leaders, entrepreneurs, and students who are all shaping the future. The festival will include 12 themed sessions covering the future of money, cities, medicine, artificial intelligence, food, transportation, and more. Attendees will hear from over 80 renowned speakers and visionaries, including PayPal CEO Dan Shulman and international chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov, with access to innovative product demos, exhibits, and unique experiences throughout New York City. To learn more and buy tickets, visit us at foefestival.wsj.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, do you still subscribe to cable? Interesting. Well, in the dawn of live internet streaming, new internet video services such as YouTube TV, Hulu, and Sling TV are all trying to get you to cut the cord so you can stream all the live TV you want cheaper and easier than with cable. Why you should consider cutting the cord and what you'll miss. But first, these tech headlines. Google has just made a change to image search. It's removing the view image button. Some of our more impatient users will now have to take additional steps to save images. The move comes after Google received much backlash from photographers who felt image search made it easy for people to steal their pictures. Nexus owners get a very special thank you from Google. As thanks for being part of the family, Google is offering 20% off the Pixel 2 or Pixel 2 XL through the Google Store. And game settings are about to get more optimal. Intel is rolling out a new feature for processors that would allow games to be automatically optimized on systems. The first games to get in on said optimization include Battlefield 1, Grand Theft Auto 5, and League of Legends. Coming up, if you're considering cutting the cable cord, what you need to know about streaming live TV from the internet. Loads of new opportunities out there. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So these days, streaming live TV is a lot less dicey than it used to be. And in the shifting TV landscape that is streaming live from the internet, there are at least five big names trying to get you to cut the cord. But should you, and what you need to know about your options, let's get the very latest. Joining us now from San Francisco is personal tech columnist for the journal, David Pierce. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
The big cord cutting decision, I made it. It was intense. I think I'm better off. But streaming live TV, though, I'm glad you came along with this because that's one thing I have trouble with. Now, there are a bunch of choices out there, and a lot of people like myself don't know where to start. But before we get to folks like me, first off, for our listeners with the scissors in their hands, ready to cut the cord, eyeing internet streaming, let's talk about some of the perks. One that I like is that it's portable.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, and it's kind of the way that TV should have been. Like, none of the things that you get from switching to a streaming service and getting rid of cable are these sort of earth-shattering future of television things. They're just all the things that are terrible about having cable sort of solved, where it's like, oh, I would like to watch TV on something other than my television, which is astoundingly hard in so many cases right now. And these services let you do that. Anywhere where there's an app store, you can often download these things and watch actual live television. You can watch them anywhere without weird blackout restrictions. You get better recommendations. I mean, these are sort of basic internet things that like if Google only had one set of web pages and you just had to look at that set of web pages to decide what you wanted to read, that would be crazy.
Right.
But that's what a TV guide is. And we've been putting up with this for so long that, you know, to have things like portability is a great point. And to have personalized recommendations for shows that you should watch and, you know, the game that you forgot is on tonight, or there's breaking news and you should jump in. These are sort of fundamental to the experience of watching TV, and these services go so far in actually making them work for people.
Right. That's a really good point, because one thing I miss about just having cable is, DVRing and, you know, the recommendations. Now that the world is more algorithmic, that comes in handy. So it seems like the perfect time to just dive in and finally do it. There's so many options. It seems like each service has something going for it. You make the case that YouTube TV might be the way to go after weighing all of them out. I'm intrigued, but what should we consider? It's all based on, you know, individual needs, obviously.
Right. That's the hardest part about this is we're at this point right now where there's no perfect service. There are basically five players that matter. There's Hulu, YouTube TV, Sling TV, DirecTV Now, and PlayStation View. And they all have their quirks and differences, but the essential thing that they offer is live TV streaming over the internet. Mm-hmm. But the problem is they all have slightly different channel selections. So if you are a big fan of HGTV, some of those don't work for you and some do. If you really like sports, there are some that are better than others. They all have different prices. They all have different device compatibility. So it's the hardest part about writing this column was knowing that I'm going to get to the end of it and not have a neat pat answer for people. And then you have to do the math where it's like, okay, if I have a bundle, because you're still going to have to pay for internet at the end of this, right? Even if you get rid of cable, you're still going to have to pay Verizon or Comcast or somebody to give you broadband. And so if you have one of those bundles that makes those things cheaper together, then maybe you shouldn't get rid of cable. Maybe it's actually a financially smart decision to stick with cable. And maybe you really love your new Comcast box, and some of the cable stuff is getting way better as a result of these streaming services. So it was hard to write this column and not end up in a position of just sort of throwing my hands up in abject confusion. But yeah. The thing that I liked about YouTube TV was that it feels modern in a way that a lot of the other ones don't. It has, to your point about the DVR, it's weird that you can only record a certain number of things on your DVR. And now you can record as much as you want. You could record every show that plays anywhere, and YouTube TV will keep it around for 9 months. And that's that's great.
That's
a step in the right direction, I think. And then they have really good recommendations, and they have this interface that feels native to your phone, and it doesn't feel like you're flipping through a TV guide. It's actually much more useful. It's a little bit like scrolling through a website, and it just feels like it's not perfect. It's missing a lot of channels, but it's still in a position where it's like, okay, you kind of get a glimpse of why TV can be better.
Yeah, it's one of those interesting things because there's so many different components and factors to it all, and you can't really just package it into the perfect answer. But your piece is a really good start, and I encourage listeners to check it out at wsj.com/tech. David Pierce, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That wraps up the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.